First story, we're explaining a ceasefire in northern Syria that America's leader believes will last. Here's what's happening. Turkey, which borders Syria to the north, has been fighting ethnic Kurds in Syria. Turkey considers the Kurds to be terrorists, but Kurdish forces in Syria have been allies with the United States in its fight against ISIS, or Islamic State terrorists. After U.S. President Donald Trump announced that American troops would leave northern Syria early this month, Turkey moved in, fighting the Kurdish militias. Critics said moving U.S. troops out of the region effectively gave Turkey the green light to target the Kurdish U.S. allies and that America turned its back on them. The Trump administration says Turkey was going to attack the Kurds anyway, so U.S. troops needed to be away from the conflict. Politicians around the world criticized Turkey for its military operation in Syria, and on October 14th, the U.S. issued sanctions, penalties on Turkey's economy for its incursion. Yesterday, President Trump said he was removing those sanctions after Turkey agreed to stop its attacks on the Kurds in Syria. Part of the Syrian territory that the Kurds used to control will now be controlled by Turkey. Part of it will now be controlled by Syria with support from Russia, a Syrian ally. International affairs analysts say all of this will lead to increased Russian influence in the Middle East. President Trump said, quote, "Let someone else fight over this long, blood-stained sand," and that the job of America's military was not to police the world. The Middle East, of course, isn't the only unstable part of the world, and military action isn't the only expression of instability.